Welcome to Grab Your Crowns Ministry. This is a weekly podcast available on Wednesdays. We'll be building up your faith muscle through the teaching of God's Word. I am your host, Minister R.T. Rodriguez, and I truly hope that you have been getting stronger in your faith, that your faith muscle has been building, that you've been getting stronger, you're able to face things that you never thought you were going to face before, the things that used to take you down no longer take you down, that your insecurities are now leaving. Now they're going to become our strength. I'm already excited about this thing. I'm excited. The title of this episode is, The Doors Are Opening. I need you to text that to somebody. I need you to tell somebody today that the doors are opening. We're going to be in Romans chapter 10 today. Romans chapter 10. And before we get into the word, I'd like to go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come to you right now, God. We come seeking out your mercy and your glory. God, we come out seeking your face today, God. That you hold us close. That the Holy Spirit's the only spirit that has free soul movement about in our life, God. Touch the ones that are dealing with bereavement right now, dealing with sickness, dealing with a diagnosis, dealing with a hardship right now. So they come out and they seek you out right now, Heavenly Father, because we know it's because of you that we can do anything and everything. God, we ask that you just continue to be with us in every aspect of our life, God. You know where we are struggling. God, you know what we are battling. And we ask that you just bring that out of us today. God, that we continue to seek you out. God, we seek an intimate relationship with you. And in your holy name we pray, amen. Amen and amen, y'all. I'm excited. The doors are opening. Let me say that with you one more time. I want you to say it with your chest. These doors are opening. I want to go to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. We're going to go verses 9 and 10. If you have God's word and would like God's word, give me an amen. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 reads as this. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and is openly declaring your faith that you are saved. And all of God's people said, amen. I wanna dive deep into this thing. I wanna break it down a little bit right quick. I want you guys to understand a couple of things when it comes to this verse. That he will save you. That we openly declare that he died and 3 days later he rose. You openly declare that you will be saved. You say, well, preacher, why are you bringing this verse up today? Why are we going to this chapter today? The reason why we're going to this chapter today, the reason why we're doing this today, is I had a conversation with a gentleman the other day. And he said, Artie, I ain't seen you in so long, but I feel like I got to talk to you about something. For years, I battled depression. I battled suicidal thoughts. I battled anger. I never thought I was going to be good enough. I never thought I was going to amount to anything in my life. And here I am now, married. I have two kids. And I thought by checking off these boxes in my life that it would make me happy, that I wouldn't have to deal with these things. I now have a house, so I checked another box off. I got a good job, so I checked another box off. And the more boxes I checked off that I thought would make me happy, doesn't make me happy. I'm still battling these demons. I'm still battling my insecurities. I'm still battling all these things. He says, then I realized one day, if I just give it to God, then I will be happy. If I just pray to God, if I just give everything, all my problems to Him, then I'd be happy. And I said, well, how'd you come to that? How'd you do that? He said, I keep seeing everybody post things. I keep just seeing everybody keep talking about this God. Everybody just keeps talking about how good their life is with God. And he's like, I gotta give it a try. Because what I'm doing is not working. I'm tired of being miserable. I feel like I'm not a good father and a good husband right now. Because I feel like I can't do no better. And it started way back when I was a child. In his words, a youngin'. His father was an alcoholic. His grandfather was an alcoholic. His mom's a drug addict. People seem to think that just because that's where you came from, that's what you're always going to be. And I'm here to tell you right now, that's not all you're going to be. You have the power to break a generational curse. You have the power to stop this. You have the power not to be like your parents were. You have the power not to let your past define who you are. He said that, you know, while I was finding my relationship with God, I noticed that people are looking at me kind of funny. They look at me kind of like I'm a little bit different. I said, well, you are different. We don't do these things of this world anymore. You're not going to do these. People are going to look at you because they don't know how to handle it. They're used to the old you. They're used to how you used to be. Remember, that people see you in a chapter of your life and they think that's always the whole book's going to be like. You may have been locked up. You may be facing some football years and all of a sudden you're free. When I say that God's opening doors, he's opening doors in your life right now that you never even thought about it. See, there's a couple of types of doors that God's going to be at. There's going to be a manual door. Come on. There's going to be a manual door that you have to physically unlock and push through. The manual door is going to take some effort on your end to be held accountable to what you are doing in life. You're going to have to go through some things to get through that door. That's a very hard door. That door gets really, really heavy. But this is why we come together. This is why we have an intimate relationship with God. This is why we do the things that we're doing with our relationship with God. So when we get to these manual doors, they will become able to become open for you. But you got to understand that this manual door that you're going to come to, in order to break that generational curse, in order to break that habit, to break that addiction, you're going to have to do some things that are not comfortable. You're going to have to push some. You're going to have to push some weight like a heavyweight. Come on, you're going to have to dig down deep. You're going to have to realize that yes, I open my mouth and I confess that Jesus is my God. That he is the one, that I do believe that I am saved because he rose 3 days later, that the grave could not keep him, the tomb could not keep him, death could not keep him. So here he is right now saying, I'm right here with you, but I need you to do some work. You're going to have to put some work in. You're going to have to get down deep. You're going to have to let these doors open, but you're going to have to do the work. You can't do no work and expect the results. Come on, let me say that with you one more time because I think you missed it. You cannot do the work and see the results. Don't get mad at me because I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing and you ain't. He asked me, he said, RT, how long y'all been married? I said, we've been married, God bless us, for 19 years, working on 20. I said, but in this 19 years, we've had to work. See, everybody sees the 19. Everybody sees the post. But you don't understand the arguments that come with it. You don't understand everything that comes along with that. There's arguments. What I like to call heated fellowship. Not everything is always sunshine and rainbows. We got to put the work in. Your kids don't always see that part. They just see, oh, mom and daddy are together. or this, and this is what you gotta understand, that when you go through these things right here, that you rely solely on God to do it. He doesn't see the prayers at night when you're holding each other and praying with each other. Nobody outside your family sees the internal struggles as a family. Where we pray together at night. Where we hold each other accountable to it. And when we hold each other accountable to our actions, it's not easy. And it's not fun. But we have to be held accountable to it. Don't get mad because I hold you accountable to it. I've told you we built different. We've pushed doors open. Through the guidance of what God's doing in our life. He's with us, pushing doors open. The second type of door is a revolving door. And what this revolving door does, you're able to jump in at any time and go through it. You got a little bit of effort. A little less effort than you did on the manual door. But see, on this type of door right here, people get mad because they miss it. Come on. People get mad because they miss it. Well, you have to walk to it. You have to put the effort in to get through this revolving door. Don't get mad at me because I'm putting forth the effort to do it. It's not always to walk this walk and talk this talk. It's so easy for us to go back and backslide a little bit and cuss like everybody else cuss. Act like everybody else acts. Post like everybody else posts. It's easy to run to Facebook and post all of our problems and not get into the book. It's easy to throw our palms out there, but that's not what we do anymore. Now we lay on our face. Now you grab your spouse's hand. You grab your child's hand. And now we pray. We have open line of communication of saying that today I'm not feeling it today. Today I don't feel like walking in today. And that's where we're at sometimes. And let's just be humble, open, and transparent as we can be. Let's a little be hot right now. Sometimes you don't feel like walking the walk. Sometimes you don't feel like pushing that weight. But this is what separates us from everybody else. This is what separates us. That we do our due diligence. That we understand that we are built different. I'm not going to go down like mama and my daddy did. I'm not going to go down like the rest of my family did. I'm not going to pick up a bottle. I'm not going to pick up a 12-pack. I'm not going to pick up a bottle of pills. I'm not going to pick up anything that God has not put in my life. Because I'm built different. I know what happens when I start doing these things. I know how big of a mess my life will be. He saved me from a mess. And here's the message I'm telling you today. When he's guiding you and he's moving you in your life, you feel different. You walk different. You talk different. You have a peace inside of you. When we chase the Holy Spirit, he fills us up with a joy in our life. But you got to be careful. When you have that joy in your life, people are going to come and steal it because they don't want to see you do any better. They're going to talk about you. This young man started being talked about in town. They started saying things about this man. He's just doing this for clout. He's just doing this and he's just doing that. He said, man, why do they keep coming at me like this? Because they're not willing to put the work you are in right now to where you're at. You want to break this curse in your family. You don't have to be an alcoholic. You don't have to be a drug addict. I know it's hard to break them, but you are strong enough to be able to break these things. You are stronger than what you really think you are. We're going to push some heavy weight. We've done our reps. We've done our sets. We're getting stronger in our faith muscles. We're moving in a different direction for it. The third type of door. It's an automatic door. Come on. It's the automatic door. All you gotta do is show up. All you gotta do is show up and God's right there saying, come on, I got you. All you gotta do is show up. and that darkest part of the time of the day, the darkest part of your life, right there where you don't think, when you think that suicidal thoughts are right there, when you feel like taking your own life, when that devil is coming at you in every which way, when he's throwing more things on you than you can handle, God says, I'm right here at this automatic door, just show up. And here I am. I know you're going through these struggles. I know you're going through these problems. But I got you covered three different which ways. We're going to attack this thing three different which ways. Come on. I'm going to show you what we can do together. Because when we're together, ain't nobody can stop us. Ain't no one going to be able to tell us what to do. Because I got you. I'm the one that can move these mountains in your life. He's the one that tells the sun to rise and the sun to set. He's the one that tells the stars to move. He's the one that moves mountains. He created everything. He created all things. He's going to move in your life that you never thought he was going to move. You are the one that's going to be that way. You're the one that's going to set the example for your children, for your neighbors. You're the one that's going to say, like, yep, they got it. But at the same time, they saying that, you know, they pray together as a family, that they also struggle as a family also. We get so wrapped up in the swollenness that we forget about the soreness. That we forget about that when you start pushing this, that you're gonna get sore, that the pain's coming. But we're here to get swole. I'm here to get bigger. I'm here to get stronger. But I know that there's some soreness coming with it. And in this soreness is where we grow. But see, we gotta be honest and open about our soreness. I challenge you this week to get sore. To get deeper into your faith. To get deeper into your prayer life. To be more honest and open with what you're struggling with. There's days I feel like I want to take a drink. There's days I want to walk out on a marriage. There's days I want to give up on my children. There's days I want to go back to the old me and run these streets and talk to people I shouldn't be talking to. There's days I feel like I don't want to keep on moving. But then I realize that mess that I was in, that's how the devil gets at me. He knows my weaknesses. He knows my insecurities. But God says, I got you covered. Just keep on walking with me. We're going to get through it. I know it's a dark, important time in your life, but you're going to get through it. Rely on your prayer life. Rely, because you got children, you got people depending on you to be walking with God. People are depending on you to do your set and do your reps. I don't care what the rest of the chapter in your life has looked like in the past. And neither does God. God says, it doesn't matter. I know what you went through. But I know where you're going. Come on. God says, I know where you were at, but I know where you're going. And that's what keeps me going every day. He knows that I'm going to do better because he has a plan set out for me. But sometimes when we get into these waters, oh, come on. Sometimes you're going to have to swim. And I know you don't like to swim, but sometimes you're going to have to swim. Well, I can't swim that well. Well, God says, with me, you ain't going to drown. But you're going to swim and you're going to get through it. Sometimes he's going to part the water so you can walk right on through it. He's going to have to part that water so you can walk on through it. But see, with God, he knows the plans for your life. He knows what you're going to be. He knows what you're going to do. You just got to continue to trust him. Sometimes you're going to have to put in that work and really dig down deep and work on your insecurities. We all have them. I especially do. I want to be open and transparent about that. We're going to go through some struggles. The insecurities are going to rise. But we pray about it every day that these insecurities go away. That they become our strength. How amazing is it when your insecurities become your strength? Oh, let me say that with me one more time. I need you to understand it. What happens when the insecurities of your life can now become your strength? Now when people used to use that against you, now you can say, nah, it doesn't affect me anymore. I want to show you exactly what it is. I don't think about that insecurity anymore. I'm right here with it. I'm holding it strongly. Yeah, I don't have that anymore. I don't think about that anymore because my God uses that now as a strength of mine. Now I'm able to put that on display for everybody and say, yeah, now it's my strength. My suicidal thoughts are now my strength. Now I don't have them anymore. I rely on God. He said, you just open up your mouth and confess that I'm your God and you will be saved. I talked to this gentleman some more. And what I've been telling you this whole time, as I've been teaching and preaching this thing, is the same thing I was telling this man. We were having church inside in the middle of an aisle of a store. People started looking and gathering. It said, I don't care what people say about you. I don't care what they do about you. It's what your God says about you. It's my intimate relationship with Him is the only one that matters. He's the one that guided you to this job. And even though that job gets on your nerves at times, He guided you there. It's there for a purpose. It's there for a reason. That tomb that you've been in for so long is now allowing you to come out and be better. We were having this conversation with this gentleman, and I said, how do you feel now? He said, I got some work I gotta do. He says, I know that not just by stopping right here, by just accepting Jesus in my life, that it's over. He says, now the real work begins, don't it? I said, yes sir, it does. This is where the real work starts at. This is where the real work begins, to dig down deep and deal with these demons that we've been battling for so long. God's here in your life right now to show you that the doors are open. And no matter which door you're at right now, be happy and rejoiceful that you're at a door. That it's not closed on you. That He's going to show you how to get through these things. He's going to show you how to maneuver in life. How to deal with some people that get on your nerves. How to deal with a child that's acting out right now. A child that may say they may not believe right now. Dealing with the arguments and heated fellowship you're having in your house. It seems like they're every day. The heated fellowship's getting more and more. He's going to show you how to get through it. Put in the work to this week. Because the doors are opening. The doors are opening right now in your life. You're coming out this prison cell. You're coming out this jail. You're coming out this addiction. You're coming out this generational curse. He's here right now. My world needs Him. Your world needs Him. And the more that we walk through this fire with Jesus, the stronger that we will be at it. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come to You right now, God. We come speaking life into You right now, God. We ask that You just lift us up. God, that You just set that devil down, God. God, we know we got work to put in. God, we ask You to be with us as we do our work. That we rely on You and nothing else. That You lift us up high. That You hold us closely to You. God, comfort us right now in our time of need. As people come at us in every way and they attack us, God, that we rely on You. We rely on the Word and not the world. And in Your holy name we pray. Amen. Y'all, I'm so excited. I'm so happy to be here every week. It's a blessing to be here. It's time to put in the work. We confess that God saved us. That He rose. And we believe in Him. Now it's time to put in the work. No matter which door you're at in your life right now, God's with you right now. He's with you in it. Continue to let Him guide you in that life. And until next week, Lord willing, be blessed. Stay blessed. Open. the doors. The doors are opening.